Tyler, what's that?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Gentlemen.
All right, all right, all right.
Get off. Get
off.
In the room, and her dad busted
so up. Curious.
Fuck off.
Appreciate you guys coming down.
The only thing I'm gonna miss in this is dumbness.
Settle down. Settle down. Well, we've come to the halfway point of our senior seminars. Settle down, settle down. Beats study hall, doesn't it?
No.
That you, Jimmy?
Hey, man, at least in study hall I can meditate.
What he means is masturbate.
Something with which I'm sure you've had hands-on experience, Kurt. We've all heard the terms date rape, sexual harassment. We've discussed some of these issues right here in this very room. Our guests today come from the Blue Bay Police Department. Detectives Duquette and Perez are here to give us what we hope will be a fresh perspective on the subject and to address any questions that any of you might have. Now let's give them a warm welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Lombardo.
I'm out of here.
Why don't we begin with a question?
This prick can kiss my ass.
As I was saying, why don't we begin with a question? What is a sex crime?
Not getting any.
About you. That's good. Drop the main. All right, guys, let's de-rig and I'll see you all Monday. Guys, hey,
Monday.
City. See you Monday.
Later.
See you, Mr. Lombardo.
Later, buddy.
The Buccaneers are number one, and so you forget.
All right. I could definitely party on one of those.
It's a stink pot, Jimmy. You want to be a real boatman, you want to get yourself one of those. That's a real boat.
You know, I want to thank you for getting me into this class. There's no way my old man was going to spring for the feast.
Hey, you're working for it. And you're learning your way around a boat. I put myself through college working on boats. Beats flipping burgers.
Yeah.
Can I play too? Or is it just for boys? So who's washing your Jeep this weekend, Mr. Lombardo? The senior car wash, remember?
Washing that old Jeep of mine is sort of a waste of time, don't you think?
Not at all. How about if Nicole and I do it? We're working as a team.
I'll tell you what. I'm going out to the Glades Saturday. Why don't you come over Sunday and you can wash all the mud off?
Deal. You know, I was counting on my mom to give me a ride today, but she's not here. Surprise, surprise. So I was wondering if you could give me one. Mr. Lombardo, you really wouldn't want me to walk, would you? I mean, like, something bad might happen.
What about you, Jimbo? You need a lift?
Yeah, but I got my bike.
Hey, no problem. Susie, you need a lift? We got room for one more.
Jesus, where'd she get those shoes? Whores for less? Try it again.
Nice to see you kids getting along.
Don't forget Sunday.
I won't.
Okay.
Is that Sam Lombardo?
Hi, Mom.
Sam, hi.
Hi, Sandra.
Why don't you come on in and have a drink?
Sorry, Sandra, I gotta run. Check out my Jeep. Nice and dirty for you. But you might want to wait till the other car leaves.
Oh, you mean the Mercedes isn't yours, too?
My Benz is blue. You know that, Nicole.
Sam, I'm leaving.
So where's your hose, Mr. Lombardo?
The hose, Kelly, is right in front of the Jeep.
Kelly Van Ryan's gonna wash your Jeep.
Come on, Barbara. It's for a good cause.
Sam the philanthropist.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. A little hard work never hurt anyone. Have fun at the club.
I want what I want. I want it now. I feel what I feel. Don't bring me down. I looks brand new.
Aren't you forgetting something? Your coupon. We gotta have it.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Can't we just...
Rules are rules, Mr. Lombardo.
Okay, let me look for it.
Mr. Lombardo? We're running kind of late. How about if Nicole goes on to the Manson? You could give me a ride when you find the ticket.
No. Just give me a minute, okay?
Go. Are you sure?
Barracuda. You weren't so busy chasing booty at the yacht club, you'd have come with me and caught one for yourself.
You're not gonna tell me you're gonna eat this thing.
Why not?
It's a barracuda. It's poisonous. It'll kill you.
Shit, man. I could say that about most of the girls you date.
Andrew Van Ryan for Sam.
Sandra, what's up?
Kelly skipped school today, Sam. Have you heard anything?
Not a word.
Never mind. I found her. Whoa! Listen, Sam. It was really good seeing you the other day.
Look, Sandra, I'm real busy right now, so...
I haven't found anyone who can handle my boat the way you can. I know you're fucking Barbara Baxter. So what?
So maybe I'm a one-woman man now.
Aw, poor Sam. You really think you're going to get one of these Blue Bay women to marry you?
Are you finished, Sandra?
Grab a clue, honey. You're a hired hand. You're a good lay. That's as far as it goes. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Bye, Sandra.
Paul! You seem to find guns therapeutic. Maybe I ought to try it. So, let me guess. Some boy didn't call and screwed up your whole weekend. So, you're taking the day off, right? Which one of your deckhands is that? Whichever one I want. Okay, Kelly. What's the matter? What is it?
I miss Dad.
Jesus. I miss him too. Sometimes I...
No, you don't.
He didn't have to kill himself, Kelly. Kelly, yeah. I don't know why he did it. really don't. Can I get you anything? Do you want a Valium?
I was raped.
What, honey? I can't hear you.
I said I was raped.
What?
I was raped. By San Lombardo.
San Lombardo? My daughter does not get raped in Blue Bay!
And you're saying that Sam Lombardo raped her?
That son of a bitch must be insane to think he can do this to me.
We understand your feelings, Miss Van Ryan, but please, we need some time with Kelly. We'd like to take her statement alone.
Are you all right with this, baby?
Would you like to take a break for a minute?
I just want to get it over with.
We'd like to videotape this statement. I know this isn't pleasant, Kelly, but these are serious charges, and we need to know everything that happened between you and Mr. Lombardo. Are you ready?
I started rubbing my shoulders. I let him. I mean, he's a nice guy. The next thing, his hand was in my shorts. You know, from behind. His fingers. His fingers.
Take your time.
They were in me, both places, you know.
Did he put himself inside you?
Yes. I said stop. I screamed. I mean, that's how it sounded in my head. He hurt me.
Did you try to fight him?
Well, he had my wrists pinned behind me.
Then what?
He kept saying, let it happen, let it happen. And then he just stopped.
You mean he withdrew?
I don't know. It's really hard to remember exactly.
Try, Kelly.
I know one thing he said. He said, don't worry, I didn't come. Can't forget that. He said no little girl can ever make me come.
No little girl can ever make me come. Jesus. Too bad we might have had some physical evidence. Huh? What?
Maybe there's no physical evidence because nothing happened. You want my gut? There it is. I think she's acting. I think she set it up to be alone with him so that he could come on to her. She's upset. Because he didn't.
Maybe she set it up that way. Maybe not. I mean, if you ask me, the guy never should have had her out there in the first place, period.
Gloria, the line I have on this guy is that half the women in Blue Bay.
That doesn't make him a rapist. What about asking her to take a polygraph?
What about asking the Pope to take a piss test? This is Blue Bay, Gloria. You ask a Van Ryan to take a lie detector test, and Tom Baxter will cut you off at the knees.
What, are you afraid of Tom Baxter now?
No, I'm not.
What, are you afraid of Sandra Van Ryan?
Okay, end of discussion. You both know what to do. You start with his neighbors, his co-workers, you talk to Kelly's friends.
You know what that'll mean for Lombardo.
Yeah? And you heard the Van Ryan girl's statement. The guy's dirty. Bring me a case.
right. Good work, Jimbo. I'll see you Monday.
All right.
What's left of my sailing class? Talk to me, Artie.
Kelly Van Ryan is accusing you of rape.
Jimmy told me. Apparently I'm the last one to know about it.
Sam, Look, Sandra Van Ryan has been on the horn all day with every member of the school board. She's pushing for suspension.
And that's it? The board just gonna roll over for Sandra Van Ryan without hearing my side? This is insane. I'm innocent, goddammit.
Look.
No, you gotta believe that.
All I can tell you, Sam, is hang in there. They clear you this mess, you get reinstated.
The point is, you never get clear of something like this. It stays with you. Follows you around forever.
You're going to need some help with this one, Sam. You're going to need an attorney.
Right, and maybe you can tell me which attorney in South Florida is going to want to go up against the Van Ryans in court. Here to see Ken Bowden?
They have an appointment?
Oh, yeah. Sam Lombardo.
Okay, then. Mr. Bowden, your 10:30 is here.
Can you show him in, please?
Mm-hmm.
So what brings you to this part of town?
Well, I was until yesterday a guidance counselor at Blue Bay High School. A student there is accusing me of rape.
Male or female?
The student is Kelly Van Ryan.
As in Sandra Van Ryan?
As in, I'm fucked.
Well, why don't you tell me about it?
Oh, shit, where do I begin?
Start with your relationship with the girl, Kelly.
She's a student. I was her guidance counselor. Beyond that, there was no relationship.
Well, you got nothing to worry about.
What did you do to your neck?
This? I don't have to wear it all the time. There was an insurance guy around here earlier. All right. Let me tell you how I charge. Have a good lunch.
Georgie, hey. Are you going to catch some wind?
So Lombardo, I'm afraid I can't park your car today.
You can't park me. I'm meeting Barbara for lunch.
Can you get this parked, Georgie? We're running late.
Right away, Mr. Baxter.
You're finished here, Lombardo. Take a hike.
Barbara.
Maybe you didn't hear me, Lombardo. You're finished in Blue Bay. I find you around my daughter again, you'll be finished, period. Get the fuck out of here. Lombardo, please.
It's all right, George.
Welcome back.
Robin Cook.
How can you tell me how much you miss me?
Ooh.
Sam? Lombardo?
Sorry, man. Things have been getting a little weird around here.
I can see that.
Come on in.
You sure this Frankie Kondo guy is the guy that did this to you?
It was him, all right. He was driving Sandra's Range Rover.
You tell that story to the cops. We can go after Sandra Van Ryan right now.
Forget it.
When he has deep pockets.
Believe me, I know how deep her pockets are. I thought I might be able to save my house. Some sort of equity loan. Guess it's on the board of directors at the bank. I don't need any more trouble from this woman. You think making some sort of statement's gonna stop her?
The shit I got on Kelly? Yeah. A year ago, when her old man blew his brains out, Kelly lost it, ran away. They found her in a flea bag motel someplace, coked out of her gourd. Meanwhile, you, Sam, are voted Educator of the Year or some crap. They put the two of you in front of a jury. They're gonna look stupid. They know it. Why do you think they haven't taken your statement yet? Because they're busy looking for dirt, and they're not gonna find it. Right?
Ken, I don't fuck my students.
Just showing off for you now.
Evening, Ruby. I see you still got Walter. I was hoping something had eaten him by now.
Can I help you with something?
Susie called us. Where would we find her?
You know the way. You, won't shoot her, will you, huh? I don't believe she's armed.
What if someone was trying to strangle me or fuck me in the ass, even? I mean, you guys do sex crimes, right?
My partner, Detective Perez.
It's Celine. It's okay, you had a pretty good line on what cheap fucks people are.
Yeah, so Susie, you called us, remember?
Did they arrest Mr. Lombardo?
No.
Will they?
I don't know.
That bothers you? I want to go outside.
When was this that Sam Lombardo gave you the ride?
About a year ago.
And when he arrived at your trailer, was anyone there?
Nope.
So you were alone?
Yeah.
Did he come in with you?
I guess.
You guess? Well, did he or didn't he?
Okay. Yeah, he did.
And then what? Did he touch you? Did you maybe flirt with him a little?
Susie, look. You feel bad. Just tell us the truth.
I didn't say a thing to him. He put his arm around me and told me I was pretty. I could be really pretty, he said.
Did you ask him to stop?
What difference does it make? No one's gonna believe me anyway.
This man rape you? Did Sam Lombardo rape you?
Yeah, okay, he did. He pushed me to the floor and he did it to me. Now, are we done?
Almost, Susie. Almost. At some point, were you able to fight him off?
No. He stopped by himself.
Okay,
is that it?
Leave me alone.
Don't touch me!
All right, take it easy, take it easy. He stopped. And that was it. He just left.
Yeah.
He did say one thing first.
What was that?
He said, no little bitch can ever make me come.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. His girlfriend. Hey, counselor, how about a smoke, man?
Hello, Jinxie.
Hey.
Yeah, it's really a bad news, good news situation. You were denied bail, but you got a real attorney, you know, instead of a public defender.
I'm telling you, Ken, I'm innocent.
You are preaching to the choir. You're not alone.
So you're the new chicken licker.
Mr. Common on the case.
Ma'am, can I just have your feelings, please, at this time?
Mr. Lombardo will get what he deserves.
Can you tell us anything? Anything?
Are you feeling confident about the case?
Very, yes.
The Lombardo rape case has galvanized the upscale town of Blue Bay with its tabloid appeal. Now just arriving, Sandra Van Ryan, jet-set real estate heiress and part of the powerful Blue Bay elite.
And the girl from the wrong side of the tracks. In the end, the jury must choose between the words of these two 18-year-old girls and that of Sam Lombardo. Reporting live from the courthouse steps, I'm Nancy Dewar, Eyewitness News.
State of Florida versus Sam Lombardo, the Honorable Sylvia B. Waxman presiding. All rise.
You gotta stand up.
Please be seated.
Now sit down.
Would you like more time, Kelly? I know that this is hard, Kelly. But I have one more question. And even though it's something we've been over, I want us all to be very clear about it. Kelly, when you saw that Mr. Lombardo intended to have sex with you. What were your exact words? What did you say?
I told him no. I said, stop, Mr. Lombardo, please. I screamed for him to stop.
You screamed for him to stop. And did he?
No. He raped me on the floor of his shitty house.
Thank you.
It's day two of the Lombardo rape case, and the second alleged young victim of the former guidance counselor has taken the stand. Yesterday, Kelly Van Ryan delivered to the jury an emotional account of events and was not swayed by defense counsel's cross-examination. We'll come back live later this morning with an update of these proceedings. Reporting live on the courthouse, I'm Nancy Dewar, eyewitness news.
Good morning, everybody. Miss Toller, when you were picked up for shoplifting your freshman year at Blue Bay, and you were allowed to make one call, you called Mr. Lombardo, isn't that correct? Miss Toller?
Yes.
And when you were expelled from Blue Bay for destruction of school property...
I broke a fucking window and it wasn't even my fault.
Miss Toller, you will wait until you are asked before responding, and you will refrain from using profanity in this court.
It was Mr. Lombardo who appeared with you in lieu of a parent conference. Is that right?
Yes.
It seems to me that Mr. Lombardo was your friend.
He was.
But all that changed when, according to your testimony, Mr. Lombardo raped you on April 23rd of last year. Is that right?
Yes.
But then in May, when you were arrested for possession of narcotics and again allowed a phone call, you called Mr. Lombardo.
So what?
So what? So what? Oops, Susie. So 1 month after you say this man raped you, you go to him for help? Sounds to me as if you still consider Mr. Lombardo a pretty good friend.
I needed help.
I'm sure you did. But Mr. Lombardo wasn't there this time, was he? It was summer, he was gone, and you spent 6 months in a state correctional facility. Did that make you mad, Susie? That Sam was gone? That he wasn't there? Could that be the reason why you're saying these things about Mr. Lombardo, your friend?
I said them because they happened.
Miss Toller, are you going to sit there today under oath and swear that Samuel Lombardo raped you?
I said he did.
Let me ask you a question, Miss Toller. Did you enjoy being a guest of the state? Because I can promise you, if you are lying about Sam Lombardo, and I believe you are, that you will be visiting that facility again quite soon. Which is why I'm going to ask you again now, under oath. Susie, did Samuel Lombardo rape you?
Miss Toller, you will have to answer the question. Miss Toller.
God damn it! This was not my idea.
Objection, Your Honor. Miss Toller is clearly responding to defense counsel's badgering.
Court would like to hear what Miss Toller has to say.
Miss Toller.
Sam Lombardo didn't rape me. He didn't rape Kelly either. He didn't do anything.
This is ridiculous! The witness has been directly threatened by defense counsel.
I think I made it plain. This court intends to hear Miss Toller's story. Miss Toller.
I just wanted to hurt Mr. Lombardo. I mean, he was my friend at first. And then I got busted and he didn't even stick up for me. I had to go away to that hellhole. I mean, it's like you're his favorite, and then who cares?
Stop.
When Kelly said that we should do this, I thought, cool.
Kelly?
Kelly's big shot screwing me over like that cop Duquette. Now they're gonna get screwed.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I have to object.
Your Honor, please, may I be heard?
Mr. Baxter, you are not trying this case. Go sit down.
Kelly's pissed at Mr. Lombardo, too. She's in love with him. I mean, he's been her whole fantasy since her old man died, and then she found out that Mr. Lombardo was doing her mom, and that was it.
What? Oh. Kelly?
Oh. You! Get your fucking hands off of me!
No,
don't you
have
one hand! I'm gonna have you fired
right
on my
way.
Get the hell away from me.
Jesus, man, not loose!
I'm just thinking about where I'm gonna stay. I lost my house. Waking up from a goddamn nightmare.
Oh, you'll get over it. We have got a knockdown, airtight motherfucker lawsuit against Sandra Van Ryan.
Just like that?
Just like that?
These people ruined your life, bro.
I told you they were gonna go too far. They went overboard. They did. They'll settle. Believe me, they'll be begging to settle. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hey, wait up. Come on, girl.
In a startling turn of events, Sam Lombardo has been dismissed following a reversal of testimony by one of his alleged victims.
Excuse me, over here. Excuse me, can anybody read?
I want you to nail that shyster's balls to the nearest ball.
That might have been a possibility if Miss Not-So-Bright here hadn't started throwing things.
Fuck off. I cannot believe you're just going to sit there and let them get away with this shit. All in the word of one little white trash bitch.
I don't think you get it, Sandy. Your princess here committed perjury. It'll be all I can do to keep her fucking little ass out of jail.
Well, what are we going to do?
Hold my call, Sonor.
Okay, Mr. Bowden.
Nice to see you, Tom. Come by. We'll have lunch.
See you at the club. See you at the club.
See you at the club. See you at the club. See you at the club, Tommy! Hey, Tom! What did you shoot today, pal? Hey, my man! This is for you.
You did good, Ken.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I know there's a part of you that wishes that none of this had happened, but it did. So take the money and enjoy yourself, all right? Find a happy place. Lenore, would you see Mr. Lombardo out, please?
Goodbye, Sam.
Bye, Lenore.
My lisps. Hello, Kelly.
Drop dead. You know how my mom's paying you off? She's breaking my trust. I can't touch it until she's dead, and now she's breaking it to pay you.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Why don't you start fucking her again? You can spend it together. I hate you! I fucking hate you, you son of a bitch! I fucking hate you!
You see, Art, I couldn't come back even if I wanted to.
So you got my mom's money. How much? How much?
You know how much.
Your turn to pay.
Wow! It worked!
We screwed the bitch! It worked just like you said. What's wrong?
Scared the shit out of me. What's wrong is you're coming here. That's what's wrong. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, I'm crazy. Ask my mom.
So how much is $8.5 million divided by three?
Oh! I'm crazy. Yeah, this is a big joke, huh? Big joke. Everyone thinks it's really funny, huh? You think this is fucking over? Let me tell you something. It's a long fucking way from over. I'm serious. After tonight, the three of us not to be seen together again.
After tonight?
Yeah, well, we're here, aren't we? So maybe one celebration is okay. If we're in agreement, then from here on out, you do exactly as I say. Counselors get to find out all sorts of you to kiss. Come on now. Never let the sun go down on an argument.
I told you they were going to make us look stupid.
Hey, you're right. They did make us look stupid. What you're wrong about is why. All right, hear me out. Lombardo was having an affair with Sandra Van Ryan, right? Why not tell us about it? I mean, that's a hell of a motive for Kelly to fabricate this whole story in the first place.
Maybe Lombardo's attorney was saving the affair for the trial.
I thought about that. And then I said, you're Sam Lombardo. Your life is being trashed. You don't want to sit in a jail cell for 3 months unless...
Unless what?
Unless you're setting Sandra Van Ryan up for the big payday. I mean, Lombardo was eyeball deep in debt before this whole thing started. Trying to keep up with a pricey piece of trim like Barbara Baxter. I mean, that's expensive.
Lombardo may be broke, but why would Kelly have to steal?
Kid's got money in trust from her grandfather. She can't touch it until her mother dies. I'm telling you, this guy wanted to marry money. And when that didn't happen, he went to work on these two girls, using them to set up Sandra Van Ryan. I'm telling you, they jumped us, Bart. They jumped us right from the start.
Is there some reason why you're here?
Curiosity, I guess.
About what? How to improve your breaststroke?
No, actually, I was curious about how you see things working out for you and Sam and Susie.
Excuse me?
The three of you going to go down to the Caribbean together and live happily ever after? Because, see, the thing about it is threesomes rarely work out.
You're out of your mind.
I mean, it's hard enough for one person to keep a secret, let alone three. Especially when two of them are in love. You and Sam don't really want that little pill head around now that you have the money, do you? Am I right? Sam sell you on the idea right up front of whacking Susie? Hey! That's murder, kid.
Please, God, get a life.
You're good, you know that? But you don't think that little freak Susie's gonna hold up, do you? Hello, Susie.
Oh, you better watch it with that shit. You get busted again, you go back in a two-time loser.
Yeah, or wind up dead.
You know, I don't think I ever told you how sorry I was about your friend. What was his name? Come on, help me out here, Susie. You know his name.
Davey.
Yeah, that's right, Davey. I was really sorry about the way that worked out.
That is cop bullshit.
What was that? What was that?
You know, I don't have to listen to this. And you can't shove me around. I have friends now.
Hey. This is Ray, Susie. You don't have shit. You never had shit. And you never will have shit. Take a look at this. Go ahead, take it. It's not going to bite you. Take it. Your friend Sam deposited the check. He transferred the funds to an offshore account. Numbered account. Cops don't even know whose name's on it. Think one of them's yours? He also put a down payment on some island property and a lease to buy on a 60-foot sailboat. You're into sail, aren't you, Susie?
I don't know why you're telling me this stuff. I don't even know what you want. Why are you here?
I'm telling you this because I know exactly what's going on. Two's company. Three's a crowd. Come on now. You don't really think Kelly and Sam are going to share that money with you, do you?
Leave me alone.
You know, I'd want a clear head right now if I were you. So I could keep a real close eye on my new friends. I'd hate to see you come to a bad end. Like Davey.
You can trust me.
Kelly, is Susie there?
Yeah.
Christ, I was afraid of that.
She left this insane message on my machine. Between whatever she's been smoking out there and this fucking cop you catch, she's gonna blow it.
Calm the bitch down.
Why can't you come? Please? Sam, I miss you so much.
I miss you too, Kelly. But I can't right now. We gotta stick to the plan, okay?
If she can't get a fucking grip...
Then what?
You know what? I'll handle it.
But I need you, Kelly. I need you to be there for me tonight, okay?
Okay.
Good.
That's my girl. You're the strong one, you know that?
Now get Susie, put her on the line. I want you both to hear this.
Susie. Sam?
Now look, we gotta stay calm, all of us.
Now since the settlement, people think I'm rich, so I'm out there spending money, doing what rich guys do.
Now this cop, Duquette, he's gonna try and fuck with you. Don't let him.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
Susie!
But...
don't fall apart.
The only people can fuck this up is us.
You are gonna fuck me over, aren't you? Oh, for Christ's sake. You are. Are you retarded? Or just brain dead from whipping fumes out there in the swamp? That's what I am to you, isn't it? Swamp trash, just like my mom. Don't.
You stupid cop!
Jesus Christ. Are you crazy, Ray?
Did you hear her say, Sam? That was Lombardo on the phone. And you saw the two girls.
The conversation on that tape is totally unintelligible. What we have here is you on the Van Ryan property without a proper warrant shooting a porn film.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. A month ago, these two were throwing things at each other in court. They were acting. They were all acting. We bought it hook, line, and sinker. Now they're getting away with $8 million of Sandra Van Ryan's money.
But she might have saved if she hadn't set out to destroy the man's life.
You wouldn't go after a guy that you thought raped your daughter. For Christ's sake, she bought the same goddamn story we did.
Listen, both of you, you're not on a case, all right? Because there is no fucking case. I've had it up to here with Sandra Van Ryan, and you keep mucking around like this, Ray, and she's going to be suing us for invasion of privacy. So get out of these people's lives. Hey, Ray! Hey! Am I getting through on any of this?
You think this is just about money? About us looking stupid? Question him. You're gonna find a stone cold manipulative psychopath. And those girls are gonna wind up dead.
Give this idiot something to do. Let him look into the Kennedy assassination.
I understand.
Next time this fucking piece of shit drags me down here, I'm gonna sue you.
Okay.
You're goddamn lucky I didn't sue you last time.
I agree.
Now, am I free to go?
I apologize. Yes.
Thank you. Cocksucker.
Yeah, what was that?
You heard me, motherfucker.
Yeah, you want to say that to my face? What are you looking at? Huh? Were you ever in a situation where you saw something coming and you didn't do what you could to stop it?
We all have.
No, I mean something bad that you saw coming and then it happened and you didn't do anything. I did that once. I don't want to do it again.
I thought we were going to a movie together. Oh, I think we just need to get wasted.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh.
sleep someday.
Oh, shit. I left the keys. I'll get them.
Get together one last time before we split up.
Are you mad at me?
No. Look, I probably should have told you a little bit more about the part I intended to play. But we'll go through it all again tonight. This is a celebration, Susie, not a suicide pact. I'm gonna chill out, just relax, have a little champagne. Watch the stars. Kelly, you got a blanket or something in the back of your mom's Rover?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you be an angel and run over and get it for us?
Okay.
Good girl. Let me tell you about this boat I got picked out for us.
She knew I took the Rover.
So you say she didn't come home last night?
Well, she'd been talking about going to L.A., but her clothes are all still here. Walter, you get sick, it'll serve you right. Found some teeth in an old trailer down the road. Woman says they'll fit. Now, Susie hasn't been back to school since the trial. Oh, now they're saying that she can't graduate. It is that Kelly Van Ryan that got her into this whole mess, and you both know it.
Well, we'll look into it for you, Ruby. If we find something, you'll be the first to know. Come on. It's starting, Gloria. This is how it begins.
Ray, we don't know anything yet. She could be anywhere.
Look, I'm going to drop you off at the office. Will you put a call out on Susie's car for me?
You got someplace you want to be? You got a date?
Just check the car out for me, will you please?
It's over here by that old boat.
So you and Susie used to come out here together?
Yeah, sometimes. A lot of the kids hang out here. You, really think something bad happened to Susie?
Lombardo ever come out here?
Did I say something funny?
No, but I mean, just the idea that Mr. Lombardo would...
Well, the way I heard it, he was pretty tight with the kids. You and him were pals, right?
Yeah, but he got me onto the sailing team. Told me I could work my way through college like he did.
Let me tell you something. Sam Lombardo went to the University of Miami on an athletic scholarship. Boats didn't have a damn thing to do with it. Listen, I'm going to be here a while, kid. Why don't you go up the highway and catch the bus? Hey, Jimmy. People aren't always what they appear to be. Don't forget that. Where they did it.
Where's the body?
Well, the swamp, most likely. The guy's a swamp rat. He knows it'll never be found there, but he made one mistake.
The grandmother said she'd been threatening to run away, and I found the car at the Miami bus terminal.
Now, you don't think Sam could have put it there?
Hold on a second. God damn it, Gloria didn't have the car dusted for prints. And my guess is, if Susie even was murdered, it was probably that damn Van Ryan kid. Little sociopath is the one who started this in the first place.
Dave, how long before we get something?
We can get blood type right away. Dental records will take longer. You want DNA? It could take weeks.
Poor dumb Susie. The kid never had a chance.
We don't know that,
Ray. I'm telling you, Kelly's next.
Hold on. I'm telling you, you get off this. Right now. Don't even fucking let me hear about you bothering Lombardo. David! You get an ID, you call me.
Will you do me one favor?
Ray. You heard him.
He told me to stay away from Lombardo. He didn't say anything about you. Now, what if I'm right and Hunter's wrong? Please, you got to help me out on this part.
And if the teeth aren't Susie's, you'll give this up?
If I'm wrong about those teeth, you got my word.
House.
Good. Stay there.
Sam, I'm really nervous.
Kelly, relax. Take one of your mom's Valiums or something. In another week, you get on the plane. This is over. We're rich.
But what if they find out? My God, they put you in an electric chair.
Look, Kelly, stay in the guest house tonight. Skip the graduation parties.
I love you so much.
I love you too, Kelly. Be a good girl and stay where you are. Peeping in people's windows. Isn't that against the law?
Susie Toler's missing.
Since when?
She didn't come home last night. We found her car at the bus terminal. Ray thinks she was murdered.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
You could tell me where you were last night.
I suppose I could, but I don't really have to now, do I? Come here. I want to show you something.
Looks like goodbye.
Kelly's file. Read it. You're going to find an angry, sexually confused girl who threatened the lives of at least two people.
What two people?
Well, one of them was her mother. The other one was a female classmate. She may have been sexually involved with.
Susie?
Now you get the file. Read it. I think it'll give you a new perspective on things.
Why didn't you tell us about this before the trial?
Because then I had principles. They meant a lot to me. Now, I don't care. Something.
Duquette, what's happening?
I'm tired, Ray. I'm going home.
Where's Lombardo?
He's gone.
God damn it, Gloria. The blood type on the rocks matches Susie's.
Let me tell you something, Ray. There's more to this story than you know. If Susie is dead, I think Hunter may be on the right track about Callie. Ray. Shit, Ray.
Mrs. Van Ryan, it's Detective Duquette. Open the gate now.
Doing here?
What? Oh, Kelly?
I just looked away for a second, just a split second. Then, just like that, bingo, she put a knee in my groin. I didn't go down, but it slowed me down just enough. I couldn't get to her. She turned on me with a gun. Fired one shot. Took the hit in the shoulder. I had no choice. I had to return fire. Two rounds, I think, in the chest. I went there to protect her. I went there to protect her.
Detective Duquette. I spent some time in military intelligence. We had a saying there. Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence. Three times is enemy action. This is twice for you, Duquette. And I intend to see to it that there is no third time. Our investigation concludes that this was a good shooting, but that's irrelevant. You ignored the advice of your superiors. Consequently, two young women are dead. You are, as of now, terminated. The forfeiture of pension and benefits.
Chief Goodsoul, Detective Duquette found Susan Marie Toler's teeth and blood near the area known as Stoner Beach. Miss Toler's blood was also found in the Van Ryan Range Rover. This has led this office to conclude that Susan Marie Toler was murdered by Kelly Lanier Van Ryan.
Mr. Duquette, this investigation is concluded. You're dismissed.
Man, I wasn't expecting you until tomorrow.
Hey, nice girlfriend you got there.
Kelly was only supposed to be framed.
Hey, the bitch shot me.
Well, shit, you're a cop. Don't they teach you to disarm people? You know, shoot them in the leg or something?
As you become squeamish about this stuff before or after you bludgeon little Susie to death with a wine bottle.
Kelly wasn't supposed to die, Ray. Was a part of the plan.
Jesus, man, they couldn't have worked out better. They're convinced that Kelly whacked Susie. I couldn't talk them out of it.
What I'm telling you is I don't like surprises.
Yeah, well, look at it this way. Every cloud has a silver lining. Now, there's no loose ends. Come tomorrow, you'll never see me again.
Oh, listen, about tomorrow, I spoke to the bank, and they said it's going to take 2 working days to make the transfer, so...
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Call yourself. Anyway, what's your hurry? Kick back for a day or two.
We'll take out the boat. I just had it outfitted.
You could use a deckhand. Here's the large bank accounts. You gotta lighten up, partner. You're a rich man.
Large accounts and no loose ends.
No loose ends. Hey, Ray. See that winch? Take a couple turns on it for me. She's muffling.
You mean that thing?
Yeah, Ray. We call it a winch. It's what we use to tighten the sails. Why don't you start cranking?
It's supposed to be a vacation, man. Why don't you get yourself a nice big old powerboat?
Come on, Ray. Make a sailor out of you yet.
Get me drowned.
Thank you.
stuck.
What do you mean it's stuck? A little elbow grease.
Stuck, I'm telling you.
The Jenny sheet must be caught on something. Why don't you go starboard and see if you can unhook it?
I don't understand the words you just said.
Okay, Ray. You see this line right here? I want you to follow it down, see if you can see what it's snagged on.
You're killing me. You mean this thing?
That's it. That one right there. See anything? Huh? Look a little lower. That's it. Guess I forgot to tell you, Ray. One hand for the boat, the other one for yourself. First rule of sailing. Kid out in the glades, either. What's his name?
Davy.
Davy.
Oh! That's my son, Walter. He's been doing this for a long time, so don't you be afraid, please. Come on in. Thank you so much for coming down the glades. Come all the way out here to watch Walter, or is this an official visit?
No. Actually, it's my day off.
I thought you looked different.
I came over here because I was hoping you would talk to me.
About Susie?
Actually, I was wondering if you would talk to me about Ray Duquette.
He used to come around here. He had a thing going with one of the girls. Girls. Over at the Glades. Got sort of hung up on her, from what I hear.
She still worked there?
Not after that night. All I know is the next morning, she was gone, and a boy was dead. Seminole kid named Davy. He had a crush on Ray's hole. Caught Ray slapping her around, and he tried to stop. So Ray killed him. And Susie saw it. So he busted her and sent her up, you know, just to prove that he could. That's all there's to say about Ray Duquette.
Ray, we won. Sam, it's over.
Wow. Talk about paranoid. Take a look around us, Sam. You're going to have to teach me how to drive this thing before I can get rid of you. Huh? Huh?
Okay, Tolar.
I want to trim the sail. Grab a hold of that winch.
Fuck the winch. I want to drive.
Nah, it doesn't work that way. You don't drive it, you sail it. Now get on that winch. Just want to cruise for a while.
It's funny. That's one of the first things I noticed about you, Sam. You like to cruise.
Susie.
You take college, for instance. I bet the only classes you took were the ones where the finals were all multiple choice. And you never bought the book. You'd always find some girl to loan you hers, and then, of course, you'd have to fuck her after that, right? Is that how it went?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a good pop quiz for you. Multiple choice, of course. Before sailing away on the Helios, Medea killed King Creon and the princess with... what? A rock? A spear gun? Or... a little poison?
Poison!
Good guess. Nice truck. Selling your boat?
This was Susie's boat. Guess she won't be needing it now.
Funny. I wouldn't have guessed Susie was a sailor.
Old lady had her tested once. They said her IQ was way up there, around 200 or some such shit. That girl could do just about anything she put her mind to.
Weekend I got busted, I called you about 100 times. I really believe that stuff about you being my friend. Was I naive? I can't decide what came out better. That little straw up Kelly's nose or that dog collar you got wrapped around your neck. What do you think, Mr. Lombardo? Seems to like the same place as you do. Funny you never met.
Yeah, real funny. You know, you're wrong about this. Now you get busted right on the spot.
Trust me, the guy's dirty. He'll love it. Especially the part about killing me. Now get out of here. Go make yourself a new friend.
watch the fucking evidence.
Ask you a question, Miss Toller. Did you enjoy being a guest of the state?
Boy, I hope I never make you mad.
Cash is just walking around money. The check is the balance of the numbered account minus the million we set aside for Ruby and Walter. Less my usual fee. Case closed. Susie.
Be good.